Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, director of the center, and I'm here today with my two lovely guests and co-hosts, Priscilla Weigel and Dia Anderson. Welcome you two.
Hello.
Hello.
And we're going to do a two-part series today. We're going to be talking about toddler behaviors.
Yeah.
Kind of a timely topic, especially for both of you, because you're out often in early childhood settings working with teachers and child care providers who have toddlers.
Yes. And I think today, in this world of child care and the expectations, what we've noticed, the expectations for toddlers have really kind of been going up and up and up and up. And not having high expectations for children is fabulous, but we want to base it on what's developmentally appropriate for a child. And so we thought it would be fun today to just kind of talk about some of the things that you can expect from toddlers and some ways that you can enhance their experiences daily to make sure that they're getting the most out of the child care experience, but also that you are helping them really learn important skills, because it's foundation time.
Right.
You know?
Right, right. And it's easy. I think it's really easy to look at toddlers as mini preschoolers, and you know, that really is not the case. They're at a totally different place in their development.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's a really good point.
They're just coming out of babyhood.
Yeah.
Barely.
Right.
Barely. And it's such an explosion of growth for children at that age that they're overwhelmed by all that's going on in their little systems. And then we put them in a room with a bunch of other kids that are the same way.
Right.
And we expect them to be doing a lot of things that preschoolers can do, but the toddlers just aren't ready for.
Right. And I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to do that because it does make the day more structured and a little bit easier to navigate through. But it's at the expense of what the children really should be doing at this age.
Yeah, and you think of one thing that is a big example for me that I've seen, you know, kind of repeatedly lately, is just the opportunity for toddlers to learn how to play. And to have that open-ended play opportunity throughout their day. And the expectation often is that structure, and we need to move things along. Or that they're just all going to go out into that space, and they're all going to play appropriately and beautifully with those toys. There has to be some modeling. There has to be some support.
Exactly.
There has to be some practice. For some children, maybe they have siblings at home, and they know exactly what to do with all those toys, but a common toddler behavior is hoarding toys, gathering them up, putting them somewhere, going to get more. And what happens, I think, sometimes then the provider or the caregiver thinks, oh, I've got to be cleaning that up, I've got to go get that, and giving them someplace to hoard it to, or a cool container, or, I mean, so many toddlers, if you could carry around an empty bag and just load that up. You know, we have so many of these reusable grocery bags now that everybody's giving away.
Yep.
Bringing those into your space and just hanging those on a little hook and letting the kids just carry things around. And now, right now, out there listening, every single child care provider is rolling their eyes going, have you tried putting all that stuff back where it goes? But have the kids do that then. You know, make that a game. Take it out and say, hey, guys, where does this go? Let's find its home. And I mean, there's great opportunities for that. But if we're stuck in order and structure, we're going to miss out on that opportunity for children.
Exactly, because those young toddlers, you know, it's all about dumping and filling and carrying and pushing and pulling, and it's all about action. And, you know, we talk about how preschoolers should have, you know, a good, you know, 50, 60 minute chunk of free play time. And for toddlers, you know, I don't know that I've actually ever read anywhere any guidelines to go by, but, you know, basically they need big chunks of time to explore.
Right.
Because that it's all about, you know, honing their physical development skills, experimenting with language, and, you know, they need big chunks of time to do that, where they can explore without a lot of of no's and don'ts and stops.
Good. That's a very good point.
Right. To have that open-ended opportunity.
Right.
And to, I think it's challenging, especially if you have multiple toddlers in one setting, it's challenging to get caught up in, oh, I've got to get everybody diapered, I've got to make sure that I've got everything, every surface wiped down and it's clean and everything's back in its place. And so you're pulling yourself away constantly from the opportunities to direct that play a little bit and to kind of help the children fine-tune those skills.
Yeah. I mean, I have to honestly say that in the past, when I've worked with toddlers, diapering was actually one of my favorite times of the day because I actually got to spend one-on-one time with a child. You know, it wasn't just about the task of changing their diaper. It was about building that relationship that we had with one another, singing a song, identifying objects, you know, to promote their receptive and expressive language skills. You know, it. I guess I get really concerned when I go into programs and I see diapering being sort of like an assembly line and nobody's talking to the kids and it's just so mechanical. And I guess my heart just hurts because that's such a special time.
Definitely. That is a great reminder, because you've got that child who is a busy toddler moving all around. They're a captive audience when they're right there with you.
Exactly. And, you know, that may be when you've got a room full of toddlers or, you know, you've got a mixed age group, as many family child care providers have. You know, you don't often really get to have one-on-one times with the children that you care for. But if you can make the most of those times and just really embrace them and cherish them, it's just going to make your work so much richer.
Yes, definitely. Wonderful reminder. The other thing, too, just thinking about the toddler world and that those early play skills, you know, they're emerging. Now, you were sharing about the young toddlers with the dumping and the filling and that type of thing and the pushing and the pulling. And then kind of as you move to that next developmental level a little bit, there is that early dramatic play, and you see them putting on the dress-up clothes and the hats and pretending to be things, you know, saying, I was in a center the other day, and it was, they had some motorcycle helmets in their dramatic play area, and one little boy put the motorcycle helmet on and said, I'm a firefighter, and then picked up some blocks that really didn't look like a fire hose at all, but that was his fire hose, and so they were going around squirting, and right away, you know, I think we have a tendency to go, oh, nope, those blocks need to stay over there, and that needs to go back over there. Instead saying, hey, what else could we use for hoses? Or, hey, you know what, let's get a phone and then somebody can call the fire department to come and put that fire out. And helping them expand on those ideas, because that's a great idea. And it pulled in three other kids right away when that child started to talk about being a firefighter. So then again, that's that social interaction that we want to, you know, cultivate into kids, that peer interaction, that conflict resolution, problem solving, all those later skills that are emerging. So it's just great opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this can be a contentious subject, but, you know, it's easy to get caught up, whether you're a parent or a provider, it's easy to get caught up in those routine things that you need to do, like the dishes and sweeping the floor and those kinds of things. But, you know, I was talking with someone yesterday evening who said, you know, her attitude when she works with children is that these children, right now I'm taking care of these children, but someday they are likely to be taking care of me. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting way to look at it. And I think it helps us to see the importance of the job that we have right now, that it's not about just cleaning up messes. It's about really facilitating the imaginations and the development and, you know, enriching the lives of those kids that we're spending time with.
Right, and the caring, developing that caring and empathy.
Exactly.
Wow, that is pretty amazing, and I think a really good way to wrap up part one on toddlers. And that lays a good foundation for maybe talking about, in part two, some of the challenges that sometimes we experience with toddlers, that age group, and what might be developmentally appropriate for them, but still can sometimes be a challenge when you have several you're working with at the same time. Mm-hmm. So thank you both.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's all for now. See you